We're back on Inside the Huddle. Your host, Don Stock, Jamie Blacker. We've got the Carroll Boys Varsity Basketball Coach on last night. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, we're well, Coach. Tough loss last night. Maybe a big-time learning lesson a little bit last night.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we always try and talk about how conference games in particular are always tough. And then especially when you go on the road. I mean, there's familiarity between all our conference teams. And you know that, I mean, you just got to be ready to play in those games. And I give Clinton Prairie a lot of credit. They were definitely ready for us and kind of took it to us the majority of that game. And so a goal would be to learn from it. And kind of take it from there. We get a potential chance at a bounce back tonight. We got a game tonight, so luckily we don't get to sit with it too long, and hopefully start to get back on the right track.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're right. The Gophers came out; they were full throttle down, and everybody kind of had their quarter on the Prairie side, and the first quarter belonged to Jackson Kerfoot. Man, that guy was playing tough both offensively and defensively.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think he helps them. He steps into some of the. They graduated some pretty important seniors for them last year, but we knew they were still going to be tough with who they brought back. Yes, they're young, but they're still very talented, and he just kind of slides right in there and does a lot of the stuff that Clinton Prairie is really known for. He plays well on the defensive end. He can shoot a little bit. He can drive, and I think he's been a nice addition to their team. And I think. There, as a whole, that Clinton Prairie team is definitely headed in the right direction, despite how young they are. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, Jake McGraw, buddy, I'll tell you what, that guy came out in the second half and he lit it up, not only scoring, but on the board. He had to be close to a double-double last night.
Yeah, I don't have his official stats, but he absolutely dominated that game in every facet of it. I think he ended up with 31 points and I would bring the ball up, getting them into their offense on the glass. I mean, any time he looked up, he was doing something good for their team and for that kid to only be a sophomore. I mean, the sky's the limit for him. Comes from a great basketball family. And so I told Coach Peckinpah beforehand, I'm a huge fan of McGraw's. I mean, it's going to be, as much as I hate to play against him the next couple of years because I got to coach against him, it's going to be fun to watch him and see what he does.
We're speaking with Coach Adam Tussinger, the head coach of the Carroll Boys basketball program. Coach, the 3-2 defense at Clinton Prairie is a little bit different. You don't really face that a lot. Early in the first half last night, you were moving the basketball pretty well and hitting the three-pointers. Then maybe in the second half, they just didn't quite fall a little bit. Can you talk a little bit about your shooting and if that what you expected to do going into that game?
To an extent, I think that's what we expected to do. But I do think we started to settle too much. And between their 3-2, which has always been really good defense, tough to go against, but last night they sprinkled in that 1-3-1 quite a bit as well. And I think we were just a little too passive, not necessarily trying to get the ball into the middle ever, which, don't get me wrong, they do a great job covering that up. I mean, they know take that away, but a few times there in the third quarter, I think we got the ball into the middle or into the paint for about 3, 4, 5 possessions there in a row, and I think we came away with 3 or 4 baskets, and it just opens things up. So not that we can't shoot outside shots, because obviously I believe we have shooters that are capable of doing that, but we can't just settle. We can't just throw passes over the top of our heads, like lob them across the court, hoping that the pass gets there, and then trying to step in and shoot a three without really making them at least work a little bit defensively, trying to get a rotation or a ball fake, pass fake, something to get them out of their rotation somehow and help us find a better look at the basket.
Coach, as I'm sitting here going through my mind the ball game last night, and I'm looking at your varsity staff here, or your players, I should say, and I don't think anybody really had a bad ball game last night. It just came down to not hitting the big shot at the end.
Yeah, I would say offensively, for the most part, we were pretty pleased. I mean, knowing the history between Prairie and Carroll since Coach Peckinpah has been there, if you want to go back and look at all the scores, I mean, those games are in the 30s or 40s. And so, I mean, offensively, I think we were a little disjointed at times, but to still put up 66 points against a team like that is should win us some games, but we couldn't stop them defensively. They were able to drive downhill, get into the basket, and then on times where we would get a stop or maybe they'd missed that initial shot, they probably had, I don't have the numbers, but they probably had 10 or 15 offensive rebounds for at least probably 15, 18 second chance points. So you're not going to beat any teams when you do stuff like that on the defensive end, let alone a team that's got the talent the Prairie does.
Well, watching that ball game last night through Don and Carl on Hoosierland TV, the amount of pressure you guys put on the basketball, Chris Huerta, I think he wears kids down. I mean, he is right on them, and he is tough, and he's hard-nosed. Are you getting a lot of good pressure out of what he's trying to do out there?
It's truthfully kind of hit or miss. I mean, the goal would be, like you said, he's up in there pressuring and at least making it difficult. We're not asking him to turn their ball handler over every time because that's not realistic. But as long as he's there and it makes it difficult for them to get into their offense, that's really our goal. And we'll take turnovers when we can get them. But then there were times, I think last night, not just Chris specifically, but anybody who picked them up full court, they would set a screen, something to try and get that ball handler free. And I think we just switched out of that too easily and just kind of didn't necessarily have the pressure that we have really come accustomed to so far this season.
Well, pardon me for not knowing your player's name, and I apologize, but you might have two of the greatest inbound plays last night I've seen in a long time, and that's just smart and knowing the game of basketball and just taking what the defense gives you.
That was Owen Duff.
Yeah, okay.
He's like another – him and Jake both, they're coaches on the floor, but and their basketball IQ is so high. But, I mean, honestly, that is something we pointed out in film, that we saw that, yes, Prairie does a great job on their inbounds plays of kind of packing that lane in and not really giving up shots, but there were times that all three of those guys on that bottom row of their zone all turned their heads the other way. And they were far enough away from the basket. I said, you've got a chance. I didn't think he'd do it twice, but I told him, I said, you've got a chance to throw it off their back, get in there, and get a potential layup out of it.
I don't think people realize how difficult a play that is because he has to get himself on the court before the ball comes back.
Yep.
And so there's got to be some pretty quick moves. And then to be able to score off it, what makes it even a plus. I want to talk a little bit about, though, I want you to talk a little bit about Eli. As coming off the bench, he had a spectacular ball game, I thought, for you last night.
Yeah, he's really solidified himself as that first guy off the bench for us. And he does so many things well for us offensively. And it might not necessarily, you might not look at a box score and see, well, Eli scored 10, 12, 15 points tonight. But if you dig a little deeper into it, you'll see that he'll score 4, 5, 6 points most nights. And the assists will be there. He'll have, for the most part, pretty low turnovers. He gets in there and rebounds really well for a guard. It's nice to be able to mix him in and kind of give Chris and Owen a break at times from bringing the ball up the court. I think he does a fantastic job pushing the ball up the court, finding those guys out in transition, off makes or misses, and just helps us get into the flow of our offense and just gives us a little look. And then on top of that, the kid can shoot. Anytime he's left open, he showed that in the Rothsville game. He hit 3 big threes for us and shooting over 40% from three on the season. So definitely a nice added piece to be able to throw him in there and give teams a different look.
Last guy I want to have you talk about is Jake Skinner. Man, he's kind of a guy that stays kind of hidden in your lineup, but boy, he puts out so much energy, so much effort, great defensive player, and the physicality goes off his charts, and that's kind of my style of game. I enjoy watching it, and I want you to talk about Jake.
Yeah, kind of the same thing. I mean, I already mentioned, as with Owen, it's like having that extra coach on the floor, but I think Jake's just his passion for the game of basketball. He puts in the time in the off season. He's locked in practice. We're going through drills. And every single drill, I mean, if we're competing, if there's a score, even score, whatever, he doesn't want to lose. And he takes pride in himself on both ends of the court. But typically, I mean, either him or Owen are guarding the other team's best players. And they take that challenge upon themselves and do, for the most part, do a fantastic job of sticking to our scouting report. And then offensively, he's kind of, I don't want to say evolved because he could always shoot, but he's improved his shooting this season too. So not only is he a threat around the basket, 10, 15 feet, he's got a really good dribble pull-up shot as well, but now he's starting to shoot from outside too. So, I mean, it's been a great start for him. I think he knows this, but he's 19 points away now from 1,000. So we're getting pretty close either tonight or maybe next Friday. Of him doing that, and he's going to end up being top 3 or 4 points wise for Carroll in a career, and then he's going to end up being like second or third on all time rebounds too. So it's just to have all these kids at the same time is definitely a blessing. And despite how we might feel after the result from last night, we got to make sure we keep that in mind and do what we can to get the ship righted moving forward.
Coach, you moved to 8-3 on the year. In the next 30 days, you got some pretty good ball games coming up. You got some bigger schools, and then right at the end of 30 days, you got Taylor coming up, and they're leading the Hoosierland Conference right now. And have you paid attention to them, or looked forward to what that ball game might entail coming up?
We're aware of records for sure. We know that they are ranked. I think they were 5th or 6th in the last 2A poll. In the state of Indiana, and they're doing some great things. Have I looked at them and like scouted them or anything? I mean, not really. Because as I think our schedule has shown, and I keep going back to our conference in general, I think there's too many good teams. There's too much familiarity. There's too many good players. And we can't take any given night off. So, as cliche as it is right now, our focus is on Pioneer tonight. And then we get through tonight, and next week we got another Friday, Saturday, we got conference foe in Tri-Central and Faith Christian, and it just goes from there. So there's still, like you said, there's still a ton of challenges on our schedule before we get there. And we just got to start doing what we need to do to take care of business on our end before we even start to worry about other people.
Can you talk a little bit about your youth programs, where you're at in the season right now for the Carroll Junior High and elementary programs?
Let me think. Fifth and sixth grade programs are winded down here soon. I believe they have, like, we have this, like, mini Hoosier Heartland Conference tournament to kind of end their season here at Carroll on the, I believe it's the 28th. I think it's 2 weeks from today. And I think it's, like, it's us and Prairie and Rossville and Clinton Central, I believe. So fifth grade's been doing some learning. I think this is their first year with some organized basketball. So obviously makes it a little difficult, but I think there's some growth and potential there. And then sixth grade's had been to a couple of their games, watched some of their games, and they've been doing pretty well. So about 2 weeks left for those guys, and hopefully we get some good results from that tournament. And then seventh and eighth grade, I think they end probably about the end of January also. They might go into that first week of February. So kind of the same boat. They actually just competed in their conference tournament. It was a little earlier. I think it was this past Monday or Tuesday they were here, and they were playing Delphi. So didn't come out on top for either of those two, but, again, just trying to see some growth, and go from there.
Well, Coach, you should be okay tonight. We're not covering you tonight. So, when we first started rolling, you said, "Hey, we're doing well until you showed up." So I'm thinking you should be okay tomorrow or tonight.
Yeah, that's just an excuse on our end. We gotta clean some stuff up. It wasn't you guys. We do appreciate all you guys do for us and the coverage you provide. It's awesome. And I know you don't do it just for us. You do it for the girls. You do it for all sorts of teams in the area. And you just don't see, I mean, coverage like that anymore, truthfully. And I think what you guys do is important. So we're very appreciative of everything you do for us.
Well, we'll grab you when you head to Northwest or when Northwestern comes to call at Carroll.
Okay.
Well, Coach, sure. I just want to thank you for the quality of, you know, you put on the floor. Don and I talked with Cale Morris and Brady Wiles about the girls' game last night. The boys didn't disappoint either. Clint Prairie, Carroll, always outstanding ball games. If you if you don't watch those games, start watching them in the future because they are outstanding basketball games.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. I know you got a busy schedule. Knock it off tonight and get back on the win.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Hey, it's been a pleasure. Good show tonight, or this morning, I should say, not tonight. And, Jamie, it's good to have you back here 2 weeks in a row. I'm happy as a lark because I have a hard time trying to come up with questions you do not, and it works out very, very well. So happy to have you back into the fold.
The biggest question I have is, are you going to eat lunch or skip or make that chili supper tonight to raise money for that family out there at Rossville?
Well, I'm not going to skip lunch, but our plan is to be out there for the chili supper for the folks at Rossville.
We mentioned it last week on the show, and you brought it up last night. They're having a chili supper, raise money, I believe, for a family that lost their house in a house fire on January 1st. So if you're going to the Frankfort-Rossville game out at Rossville, go early, get you a big bowl of chili.
Yep.
And then you can put your iPhone on and watch Hoosierland TV and listen to Don and Carl do an outstanding job promoting those athletes.
And John Jacoby's going to join us.
Awesome.
He's going to try to balance between my side and his side. We're going to put Carl in the middle so we don't get into a fight or anything.
It'll be great. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, it'll be a fun game. We do too. All right. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. As our sponsor, Susan Casper Insurance. Have a good day, everybody.
See you next.